Storm alert. Still, there is a chance that we could have an isolated storm or two, bringing some gusty winds to the area and maybe a brief heavy downpour, especially northwest of the district. By the time we get to 7 a.m. this morning, clearing skies, temperatures will be in the mid-50s to lower 60s and a pretty nice day ahead. Partly sunny skies and just shy of 80 degrees. Now, on Friday, we'll be in the upper 60s throughout the area, mostly cloudy skies with a few stray showers. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
62 degrees at 2:59.
You're listening to WTOP, Washington's news, traffic, and weather station.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Good Thursday morning, April 18th. Welcome in. I'm Dean Lane. Coming up this early 3 a.m. hour for you on WTOP, at least four states suffering 911 call systems outages this overnight early morning. Some cities have been restored, but not everybody yet. History on Capitol Hill as the Senate dismisses impeachment charges against the Homeland Security Secretary. CBS with the latest in seconds.
Years of targeting gun crimes in D.C. is paying off, according to prosecutors and federal officials. I'm Kate Ryan.
More than 6 years after a D.C. police officer was killed in Baltimore, an arrest has been made in the case. I'm Mike Marilla.
It was a down day across the board on Wall Street. Asian stocks have been higher most all of this morning. Good morning. Welcome in. 3 o'clock on WTOP.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Wendy Gillette. There were outages of the 911 emergency call system tonight in parts of four states, Nevada, South Dakota, Nebraska, and Texas. At least some of the systems are back online. Chris Darcy is a police practices consultant.
If texting went down, you can still take landlines. If landlines go down, you can still have cellular calls come through. There's a variety of things and ways that you would structure so that the community has access, and that access builds the redundancy.
Boeing was under fire in the Senate, the subject of two hearings yesterday. CBS News correspondent Chris Van Cleve reports.
I was told, frankly, to shut up.
Boeing quality engineer turned whistleblower Sam Salapour on Capitol Hill warned of his safety concerns about the 787 Dreamliner.
Are these planes safe?
The airplanes are not being built per spec.
And the company's response to you was to threaten you?
Threaten you, sideline you.
He testified at one of two overlapping Senate hearings focused on safety and quality control problems at Boeing.
Also in Washington, there was a hearing about the rise of anti-Semitism on college campuses. Columbia University student Eden Yadigar told reporters her school has failed to adequately deal with the issue.
Many Jewish students are too fearful to report incidents of discrimination and harassment that occur both in and out of the classroom because of how little faith they have that the university will take the necessary steps to protect them.
Hawaii's attorney general released a report about last year's Maui wildfires. Texts and calls show Maui County Mayor Richard Bisson has a delayed response to the disaster. Here is CBS's Jonathan Vigliotti.
At 3:15 p.m., as the fire grew in intensity, state officials tried to reach him, asking if he was in the Emergency Operations Center. They were told no. He finally signed the emergency order at 8 p.m., hours after Lahaina burned down.
The Senate quickly dismissed impeachment charges brought by the House against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has the reaction from the Biden administration.
A White House spokesman released a statement that reads, "Once and for all, the Senate has rightly voted down this baseless impeachment that even conservative legal scholars said was unconstitutional." Ian Sams went on to say, "President Biden and Secretary Mayorkas will continue doing their jobs to keep America safe and pursue actual solutions at the border, and congressional Republicans should join them." The statement wraps up by calling the impeachment a baseless political stunt while killing real bipartisan border security reforms.
Tech stocks sank the markets yesterday. The S&P 500 had its fourth straight loss. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Ooh, my.
What was that?
That is business phone bliss with the Ooma Cloud phone system. It handles all our voice, video, and messaging needs.
You sound very
calm. I am. Ooma has everything I need to run my business more efficiently, like virtual receptionist, call routing, and video conferencing. And it starts at just $19.95 per month per user, plus taxes and fees.
Ooma.
Nice. Find your business calm at ooma.com/radio.
WTOP at 3:03. Thursday morning, April 18th, 2024. Welcome in. Glad you're with us. Dry now, becoming partly cloudy, warmer today, 77 to 82 for the high, according to Veronica, 62. You're waking up to right now. Good morning to you. I'm Dean Lane. We thank you for taking us along for your morning ride. We begin the ride this half hour with D.C.'s violent crime rate going down by 22% compared to this same time last year. And this Thursday morning, WTOP's Kate Ryan tells us federal leaders say some of that is tied to what they call Project Safe Neighborhoods.
For the past 2 years, the U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, Matthew Graves, has been working with D.C. police, the FBI, the Drug Enforcement Administration, and the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives to focus on gun crime. In that time period, 127 cases have been headed to federal court.
Let me be clear, we aren't done.
Craig Calamai is with the ATF.
There are still a lot of people out there that think that it's okay to violate federal firearms laws to include possessing machine gun conversion switches and privately manufactured firearms such as ghost guns.
Among the defendants facing charges under Project Safe Neighborhoods, 52% were suspects in previous shootings and 38% had a link to gangs or crews. Kate Ryan, WTOP News.
WTOP News time, 3:05. It was in 2017 an off-duty D.C. officer was shot and killed while sitting inside his personal car with his girlfriend in Baltimore. But for years, his case just went unsolved. This morning, WTOP's Mike Murillo tells us that is until cold case detectives got some information that helped them crack this case in the end.
For far too long, the details surrounding Sergeant Mason's tragic death have remained a painful mystery.
But D.C. Police Chief Pamela Smith was in Baltimore as police here announced an arrest in the killing of D.C. Police Sergeant Tony Mason Jr. According to charging documents, police believe Deion Thompson, who's behind bars in a fentanyl case in New Jersey, is the shooter. A witness who Thompson confessed to helped crack the case, according to police. They say Thompson didn't know Mason and his girlfriend when he opened fire on them as they sat in Mason's car after a night out. The witness claims Thompson thought the couple wanted to rob him or retaliate against him for robberies he committed. He now faces first-degree murder charges in the case, among others.
While we cannot ease the pain of the loss of the memories of that day, we can take solace in the fact that the person responsible is being brought to justice.
It's believed two other men were involved in the shooting. One has since died in a crash. The other's whereabouts is unknown. In Baltimore, Mike Murillo, WTOP News.
WTOP at 3:06. Let's talk sports stuff on WTOP this early hour. Now to the excitement of the WNBA is where we head this morning after the draft involving top players, including Caitlin Clark this week. It also comes as millions more people have actually been watching women's college basketball these days. So what will it mean for Washington's WNBA team when they take on Clark and the Indiana Fever? WTOP's John Doman with a preview Thursday morning.
She wouldn't give hard numbers, but Washington Mystics Chief Business Officer Allison McCauley says
this will be one of the largest season ticket member bases we've had in quite some time for the Mystics.
Interest is up in some cases substantially. Tickets for June's game involving the Indiana Fever and Caitlin Clark are selling for hundreds of dollars a pop. And since the Mystics play their home games in the league's second smallest arena, will they need to find a bigger venue?
Not just that Fever game. I think we're seeing that demand for some of our other games this season. So, yeah, that's something that we're certainly taking a hard look at.
John Dome in WTOP News.
Good morning. Welcome in. It's 3:07 on WTOP. We'll update traffic and weather a minute away.
4kids.org. Your car, running or not, could be picked up as soon as the next day. No title, no problem. Go to carsforkids.org today.
1-877-CARS-4KIDS. Donate your car today.
Now accepting donations of land, homes, buildings, or any kind of real estate.
You're with WTOP Van Dean Lane.
Weather in the DMV. One day it's nice and sunny. The next day there's a major storm headed our way. But there's one thing about the weather you can count on. 7 News First Alert weather updates every 10 minutes on the 8th. Only on WTOP, Washington's top news.
A Thursday morning, April 18th. Glad you're with us this early hour. Time now on WTOP 3:08. Traffic and weather on the 8th and when it breaks. Good morning to Ken Berger in the WTOP Traffic Center this morning.
Thank you, Dean. Good morning, everybody. It looks like much of the road work up and down the 95 corridor in Virginia has been cleared, not seeing any delays between Harrisburg. Also, the Beltway had some road work at or near the Springfield interchange in both loops. Not seeing any evidence of that scheduled road work, so it looks like everything is gone. Traffic running at a free and steady pace. Both loops of the Beltway between the American Legion Bridge heading over to the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. However, still seeing some fog up and down the 495 corridor, especially between the bridge, the Legion Bridge and 66. Also seeing some fog on the top side of the Beltway in Maryland and Montgomery County between 355 or 270 heading over to 95. And the road work that was on the interloop in Maryland and Montgomery County still scheduled after River Road. They say it's still there with two right lanes blocked, but traffic getting by to the left side without any kind of difficulty. 95 and 295 in Maryland running in the clear. No issues on Route 50 heading out from the Bay from Washington to the Bay Bridge. However, there's still some road work going on at the Seven River. This is bridge inspection with the two right lanes blocked and also some fog reported at the Bay Bridge out over the water. So take care in the two open lanes going east or the three open lanes going west. The WTOP newsroom is furnished by Regency Furniture. Shop Regency for the best dining, living room, and bedroom sets plus brand name mattresses. Affordable never looks so good. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
On storm alert until 4 a.m. in the morning, as we could see a gusty thunderstorm or two, especially in our northwestern zones. Northwest of the district, we'll have temperatures starting out in the mid-50s to lower 60s across the area. Afternoon temperatures just shy of 80 degrees. It will be a day with partly sunny skies, so pretty nice for the day this Thursday. Meanwhile, on Friday, mostly cloudy skies expected with a few stray showers and temperatures in the afternoon just shy of 70 degrees. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
And right now, around the region, we are looking at 58 degrees, Hyattsville, 58 Herndon, 61 Foggy Bottom. We're at 62 in Holding in our nation's capital. Brought to you this morning by Longfence. Save 25% on Longfence decks, pavers, and fences. 6 months, no payment, no interest financing. Terms and conditions do apply. Check them out. Go to longfence.com. WTOP at 3:10. On WTOP, of course, we bring you money news. 10 and 40 past the hour. Check in with Jeff Claybaugh this morning.
Home price gains may be accelerating. Fannie Mae says the median price in the first quarter was up 7.5% from a year ago. Red Lobster might file for bankruptcy reorganization. If it does, its restaurants would keep operating. A Restaurant Association of Metropolitan Washington survey shows 64% of restaurant owners rank economic conditions in D.C. as unfavorable. The Dow lost 46 points Wednesday. The Nasdaq lost 182. That was 1%. Jeff Claybaugh, WTOP News.
Overseas, this 3 a.m. hour, Nikkei is down 118 points. The Nikkei has gained 118 points. The Kospi has gained 51. The Hang Seng is up by 159. The Shanghai is up 2. Speaking of numbers, we will crunch the Virginia budget and tell you where we are with that issue. Coming right up on WTOP, we're in depth. It's 3:12.
Hi, I'm Rich McKenzie, owner of Metropolitan Bath & Tile. You've seen those ads where a company covers over your old bathtub and tile walls with a molded plastic tub? Here's a fact that might surprise you. In most cases, Metropolitan can remove your old tub and tile and install a new porcelain-on-steel bathtub with new ceramic tile walls for the same price. So call us at 1-800-NEW-BATH or visit us at metrobath.com. Bathroom remodeling. It's what we do. It's all we do.
Michael & Son's Precision AC Tune-Up for only $49.
Michael & Son, all night long.
You're with Dean Lane on WTOP.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you, battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots,
the biggest backups,
the major incidents,
the slowest traffic.
WTOP traffic, every 10 minutes, on the 8th, and when it breaks.
Good Thursday morning, April 18th. Welcome in. If you're just joining us as you rise this very early hour, the 3 a.m. hour, you might see some patchy fog by daybreak and some spotty showers. We're under a weather alert until about 4 this morning, a little less than an hour or so. Becomes partly cloudy, warmer, drying out later today, Veronica says, 77 to 82 for the high. It's 62 in our nation's capital right now. I'm Dean Lane. Glad you're with us this morning. Time now is 3:14.
You're listening to WTOP News.
Virginia lawmakers will start over, apparently, on the state budget after reaching a deal with Governor Glenn Youngkin this week. This sets the scene now for a special session next month, we're told, to work on the spending plan. The governor did not veto the original budget, but he did offer hundreds of amendments. This morning, Washington Post's Greg Schneider joins us. He covers Virginia politics from the Richmond Bureau with his take on what's happened here.
They had been very far apart, the governor and lawmakers, up until now, sniping at each other on social media and accusing one another of bad motivations. But suddenly, over the past couple of days, the governor and some key lawmakers, including Senator Louise Lucas, who kind of led the charge against the arena in Arlington that the governor had proposed, sat down and started talking. And they decided that nobody would benefit if the state failed to have a budget, which could lead to a shutdown of the government and could cause trouble with the state's credit rating and drive up costs for taxpayers. So they just sort of describe this kind of situation where the clouds cleared and they realized they needed to sit down and get to work. So what they have now is basically an agreement to get an agreement, but at least it's something.
So that means they're just going to wipe everything off the table and just start from square one and move on up? Is that the process here?
Well, not exactly. They'll use the budget that the General Assembly passed on March 9th as kind of a starting point, but now they're well aware of the governor's many changes that he'd like to see in that budget. And so the sense that we get is that they'll all sit down together and see if they can figure out a way forward. You know, the governor also says that state revenue collections have sped up and that there could be a surplus. So that could help solve, you know, some of the problem rather than raise some taxes. Maybe there's some money sloshing around they can use for some of the priorities. But that'll take shape sort of behind closed doors over the next 30 days.
Greg, how likely is it that there won't be some major battles going on when they get together? Are they actually going to find some kind of resolve to this?
Well, the way they all talk today, it sounds like they've all seen the light and they're ready to sit down and work this out. The rhetoric, they all talk about turning down the temperature and slowing some of this harsh rhetoric that they've been throwing at one another. Senator Lucas and Governor Youngkin stood side by side in the rotunda of the Capitol and said that they were working together now. So we'll see.
That's the Washington Post's Greg Schneider, who covers Virginia politics from the Richmond Bureau, talking there with Sean and Ann on WTOP. Quick look at some top stories we're following for you on WTOP this early morning. Virginia lawmakers head back to the drawing board, as we told you now, recapping to propose a new state budget. The Senate dismisses impeachment articles against the Homeland Security Secretary. We'll have more for you in our top stories in just minutes here on WTOP. You are listening to 103.5 FM and WTOP.com.
Hi, I'm Kathy Bates. Anyone will tell you battling cancer is not pretty, and neither are the complications like lymphedema, a chronic disease that can leave anyone undergoing cancer treatment with a lifetime of swelling and pain, often affecting one's entire body and sense of self. If you're facing a cancer diagnosis, discuss lymphedema with your doctor. With knowledge and action, we can learn and live. Learn more at lymphaticnetwork.org.
WTOP at 3:17. Good morning. An update on traffic and weather a minute away. Meantime, let's check the medical page this morning.
Punching, kicking, biting. Violence against emergency room workers is on the rise. I'm Zach Dyer, and this is your KFF Health News Minute. In California, attacks in the ER are up 25% over the last 5 years. That mirrors national trends. Tired of taking it on the chin, nurses in the Golden State are pushing for steeper fines and more jail time. Opponents argue harsher punishments wouldn't deter attacks and could be applied unfairly. A loophole in the federal No Surprises Act can leave patients stuck with big medical bills. An air ambulance flew Sarah England's three-month-old to the hospital. Then she got the bill for more than $97,000. Her insurer had denied the claim. They said a cheaper ground ambulance would have worked.
I felt like in the twilight zone. What information are you basing this off of?
The law requires insurers to cover medically necessary care, but they get to decide what that means. Read more from the Bill of the Month series at kffhealthnews.org.
And Thursday morning, April 18th. Welcome in 3:18 on WTOP. Traffic and weather on the 8th. Traffic's first. Ken Berger's with us for that in the WTOP Traffic Center this early morning.
Thank you, Dean. A lot of work zones in the Virginia area have cleared. A couple of still remain in place, however, including westbound 66 after the Leesburg Pike. You've got the left lane, both shoulders, mobile alternating closures. Then eastbound between 7 and the Dulles Tow Road, the mobile alternating closures on both shoulders, but in the right lane. And then on westbound 66 around US 29 and 124, you've got ongoing sound barrier work with the right lane blocked. Traffic on the Beltway running fine, both in Maryland and in Virginia. All the work zones appear to have ended in Virginia. And in Maryland, we have one scheduled work zone still, they say, in place. This is on the inner loop over by River Road in Montgomery County, where two right lanes block. But there are no delays anywhere on the Capitol Beltway. The other issue is some showers, off and on rain in the area, especially north and west of the Beltway. Also reports of some patchy ground fog here and there. Nothing enough to hinder your ride anywhere. Just use caution and beware of that possibility. Traffic on the freeway in Washington running fine, I-395 and I-695. No troubles on DC 295 either way, or I-295 is clear. And also the 3rd Street Tunnel running just fine both sides between New York Avenue and the freeway. You'll find no major issues on 270, 95, or 295 in Maryland. Route 50, a couple of work zones between Rowell Boulevard heading all the way to the Bay Bridge, but nothing that is going to slow you down. All lanes open at the Bay Bridge. I'm Ken Berger, WTOP Traffic.
I'm tracking a strong cold front that could bring an isolated thunderstorm or two with gusty winds and some breezes for your early morning. Temperatures on this Thursday morning between 55 and 62 degrees. As we get deeper into the morning, skies will be clearing. No rain expected for the afternoon. Temperatures will top out just under 80 degrees. So a warm Thursday for you with partly sunny skies should be pretty nice. On Friday, the next weather maker moves in. Some stray showers and temperatures in the upper 60s during the afternoon. I'm 7 News Chief Meteorologist Veronica Johnson in the First Alert Weather Center.
59 degrees in Gaithersburg. We're looking at 59 Arlington, 56 Lenham. We are at 59 degrees in our nation's capital. And we're brought to you this time around on WTOP this early hour by Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Trusted same-day service 7 days a week. Check them out. Lynn the Plumber Heating and Air. Good morning. Glad you're with us here on WTOP at 321.
The WTOP Traffic Center.
Tracking the top trouble spots.
The biggest backups.
The major incidents.
The slowest traffic.
WTOP Traffic. Every 10 minutes. On the 8s. And when it breaks.
This is John Littell, Virginia's Secretary of Health and Human Resources. Every Virginia family should know about the comprehensive end-of-life hospice benefit, usually available at no cost and accessible statewide. To learn more today, go to virginiahospicecare.org.
I am Steve Cohn at Capital Caring Health. As Secretary Littell mentions, hospice care for patients and their families is almost always free, provided by us and 7 other nonprofit hospice providers across the state. Learn more at virginiahospicecare.org.
Hey, if you want to see your favorite sports team or band, you'll likely have to dish out a whole lot more green, as in money, for this one. That's because ticket prices have skyrocketed, apparently, in the past few years. But Maryland lawmakers are hoping to change all that for you. Legislators approving a new bill now in the just-completed General Assembly session that forces ticket resale sites like SeatGeek and StubHub to be more transparent on their prices.
This would require each step of the transaction. It would also ban speculative tickets. These are tickets that people don't actually own. And they will go to sell the ticket and create false urgency. Another part of this bill, it would make certain requirements for refunds. Your show's canceled, you got to get your money back. And then finally, it would require the Office of the Attorney General Consumer Protection Division to do a study on the ticketing market here in Maryland and make some recommendations as to what we can do in the future to remove a lot of that deception that occurs here in the ticketing industry.
That was Anne Arundel County Democratic Senator Don Guile, who joined us earlier on WTOP. She sponsored the legislation. 2-2's taking over the Big Apple for a record-setting move.
Get going.
353 Little Ballerinas just broke a world record in New York City for most dancers on point at the same time. They held it for an entire minute.
Congratulations!
Doesn't seem too long, but you try standing upright on the very tip of your toes. The dancers, all 19 years old and under, gathered from all over the world, many of them performing this week at the Lincoln Center. The previous point record was set in 2019. Monica Ricks, CBS News.
You are listening to 103.5 FM at WTOP.com.
A silk pillowcase might seem like an unnecessary luxury, but it's really a beauty investment. Here's why. Because the fabric is smooth, there's no tugging at the skin, which will help prevent wrinkles. Since it's non-porous, silk will keep your hair hydrated. You won't wake up with bedhead, and it'll add a few days to your blowout. Unlike cotton, which holds on to moisture, silk wicks it away. It'll keep you cool, a welcome treat for hot sleepers, and it won't disrupt your bedtime serums from doing their jobs. Taking in less moisture means it's less likely to attract dust mites and bacteria from your skin, so you won't have to wash it as often as a cotton pillowcase. The highly rated Slip brand has been a favorite of beauty lovers for years. They come in an assortment of colors, and they hold their shape after multiple washings. I'm Deborah Rodriguez for The Beauty Mark.
You check your phone, what, 50 times a day? Because there's always something new.
It's the same with breaking news.
Stay up to date. Check back with us 2, 3, 4 times a day.
WTOP News. Facts matter.
Sports at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Good Thursday morning, April 18th. Glad you're with us. 3:25 and... let's check in now once again with Mr. Rob Woodfork this Thursday morning.
The Nationals made it a winning West Coast road trip with a 2-0 shutout of the Dodgers to win 2 of 3 series spanning 9 games in 10 days. What's this trip tell you about your team, Dave Martinez?
They're fighters. They really are. They play with a lot of passion, a lot of heart. The energy was really good today. So to get a win today, going back to the East Coast was awesome. Playing the Dodgers, like I said, it's a great place to play here. And, we feel really good about going back on that plane now. You know, we came out to the West Coast. It's never easy, but we did well.
And it got Davey his milestone 400th managerial win. It was also Jake Irvin's first win of the season after tossing 6 shutout innings. The Nats get a day off before hosting the Houston Astros in a rematch of their World Series clash 5 years ago, which the Nationals will celebrate over the weekend. The Orioles also get a day off after breaking out the brooms at Camden Yards, completing a sweep of the Twins with a 4-2 victory, powered by 3 more home runs for the major league leaders in the category, including Cedric Munn.